What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Great game for
what
starters.
What a great start to the Border War.
It was awesome.
Being back.
It was an awesome game.
That's a great way to kick it off.
Kansas obviously had the dominant first quarter. Second quarter, they disappeared, and it turned in a hurry on them.
They still it was back and forth until mid-fourth quarter.
Yeah, look, I thought a couple things. One, I felt like before halftime, Kansas got way too conservative. I thought obviously late in the game when they punted, when they clearly had no answer defensively, that was also a conservative call from Lance Leipold. That was really, really frustrating after having a pretty aggressive play calling in the first half, in the first quarter. Obviously, great design and all that. But give Missouri credit. You know, I thought, you know, we talked about the quarterback competition heading into the year. My guess is most people did not think they had that level of quarterback play coming this year on the Missouri side.
Yeah. Perbula has been
he was very,
far,
very good.
Far, far better than expectations. Jalen Daniels. He really does look like the peak version of himself again, for what it's worth. That game, other than a controversial call or a last second touchdown, I don't think you could ask for any more. The guy who was kicking for $25,000 put FKU on his body, kicked the ball to the Kansas bench. Then you had back and forth, two quarterbacks dueling, hostile environment. They got quieted for a little bit. I always thought Missouri was going to win the game. You and I both predicted that Missouri would win the game. Kansas put up offensively a much better performance than I was anticipating. I kind of thought if they were going to keep it close, the game would need to be more methodical and intentional. And instead, that thing was just a scorcher. It was like Kansas ran out in front, tried to hold on for dear life, and then went back and forth until, again, the bitter end of that game. I was really impressed by Perbula. I thought the one thing I'd said to Carrington on Friday was the one advantage I'm pretty sure Kansas has is as a quarterback. Like, I think Jalen Daniels is the better quarterback. And why I didn't walk out of that game saying Perbula's definitely better than Jalen Daniels. He looked at least as good. And if you're going to be just as good as a guy who's played as well as he has in the first couple of games, that's going to go a long way. I just kind of liked it.
No,
it felt like it had juice.
Yeah,
makes me excited for the next one.
And they'll be in Lawrence next go around. No, it turned out to be a great game. The Henderson drop is one that's going to, you know, drive me crazy for the rest of the season, I think. Wide receiver for Kansas that transferred in from Alabama and just has to catch that football. I understand it's college football. You still got to catch it, man. In that spot, it's tough. And I told you, you know, college football versus pros and how we evaluate players is different. But now it's the NIL era.
Paid.
It's the NIL
Jalen
era.
Also
like
can't overthrow
you can,
him twice.
You can, sure, that's fair as well.
Those are two big misses.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, when you're getting paid the kind of money these kids are getting paid, I think you can be far more critical about individual players in college versus before. Not saying you can don't go on their DMs and be an idiot, okay? But and anything like that. But you can be critical of some obvious drops and misses that happen in the game. And There were too many of them. And then after all that, Missouri ends up winning by, you know, 11 points, and Missouri ends up covering as well.
This isn't a good question for you, but instead I need a question from Missouri fans on the text line or the YouTube, Twitter chat, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. We live stream 913-586-7965. As a impartial observer of the two teams, as an outsider to this, do Missouri, I know you probably hate it. Just, you're a Kansas fan, so there's just no way.
I have no idea what you're about to say, so I'm waiting.
As an outsider, Missouri fans, do you like that your coach complains about nonsense stuff after winning games? Did you hear this audio of him complaining?
No, I'm not aware of this at all, actually.
A student reporter? Well, I believe it's in the system here. Let's play this real quick. This was Eli Drinkwitz, after winning the game against Kansas, going after a student reporter for picking against them.
He would never. No. You got to be lying. There's no way Eli Drinkwitz would ever, after a big win, would ever try to.
Sarcasm here, but no? yes, this happened. This was real.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to say it's a really poor take that you had on picking Kansas to win. So with that,
hey, I own the take, and that was bad, and I felt the wrath of it, but congrats on the win.
It was a pretty bad take.
you
felt good about the take.
I felt good about the take before the game, correct?
So what was this? This was after a big win against the rival, before talking about anything about the game.
Eli can't let go that a student reporter picked Kansas to win a football game.
So that's
it's not a take, by the way. It was a prediction of what would happen in a football game.
So after a huge win, the first thing out of Eli Drinkwitz's mouth was calling out a student at the University of Missouri.
I think you guys are gassing this up way too much. It's clearly a joke.
No.
And it's friendly banter. You know,
dude, it's not friendly banter to call him out this time. 19-year-old student reporter.
And he had a smile on his face. It's a joke.
You're allowed.
Are we that sensitive in this society? Are we that sensitive? Mm-hmm. It's a joke. He had a smile on his face. Everybody was laughing.
Are we that sensitive? Eli Drinkwitz was going to bury him.
He joked, hey, maybe next time don't pick against the school that you go to.
Why do you care that he picked against you?
He was in the room and wanted to make a joke about it. I don't think that it's any more than that.
Someone says it's his personality. I got to say, his personality comes off a bit, what's a nice way to put this? Terse? He comes off like a bit of a jerk. Like, Drew, would you agree to this? I'll leave Gold out of this because I know his answer is based on his previous interaction. Would you say that the national perception or the perception inside the SEC, not from Kansas fans, that Eli Drinkwitz comes off like a bit of a jerk a lot of times?
I would agree, yes. I think he's an eccentric guy.
I didn't say eccentric. Those are different. Jeff Goldblum's eccentric. This guy comes off like a jerk a lot of times. And like, so going after a student reporter just seemed, honestly, what it seemed like, it was like, it's so unnecessary. You got a huge win, rivalry's back, everyone's feeling good, and you're like, can't. You know, he's got. Just let the man live.
I thought it was totally fine. I didn't have a problem with him. I thought it was a joke. There was a player that also said, "Hey, man, don't pick KU." You know, like I think it's friendly banter more than it is. I'm really irritated that you picked against them. I don't know if it needs to be taken that seriously.
As someone who's been young covering a team before, I'll just tell you right now. It was like, oh, the student reporter's laughing. He has to. This is like like you're on a firing squad, and then the guy holding the pistol starts telling a joke. I'd laugh too, hoping that this goes a little less serious than the way that it's headed.
I think
he seriously thought it was egregious that a Missouri reporter picked Missouri to lose. And that's why, I mean, he clearly still remembered it after a 4-hour football game in which they won.
In fairness, I do think it also plays into the rivalry a little bit of, how dare you, how dare you pick Kansas? Come on, man, what are you doing?
Somebody says, this show is off the rails when Drew is the voice of reason. I don't know, I just thought he came off a little bit terse. I will say, they had a great game plan offensively, Perbula again. Missouri's got a real chance to make the college football playoff, but they still have to shore up some stuff defensively.
This is where Kansas should be very, very, very excited by how they played on offense, because that defense is very, very good. I think they're going to be top half of the SEC by the end of the season. Like, that's what they were last year. They return a ton of players. They brought in portal guys, and you should feel encouraged. Like, Jimmy Zabrowski did a really nice job calling plays for Kansas. He was on a heater, and Jalen Daniels was as well. And then things started to get stagnant. I also think that along with Bo Prabula, Ahmad Hardy is as advertised, as is Jamal Roberts. They hung 267 rushing yards on Kansas's defense. That would be the concern for me with Kansas is their defense. Just they almost allowed 600 yards of total offense, which obviously it's very hard to win a game when that is happening. But I would still be encouraged as a Kansas fan. If you're Missouri, you're flying high. You think college football playoff is incoming, I would say, after that.
Kansas got a very winnable stretch. I mean, you know,
KU is in a very
they're in a lot better position to win the Big 12 than K-State.
Yes, KU is in a very good spot.
Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. But they put themselves in a position to win that game on Saturday and then ultimately let it get away, which was very, you know, upset. People are very upset with you, Cody, on the text line. The text line is very divided. I can see all the 816s, shockingly, are on one side and all the 785 numbers are coming in are on the other side. Hence the border war. So
that's
as expected.
I was asking. Missouri fans aren't bothered by it. That's
fine. You brought it up, not me. You brought it up, not me.
Missouri fans aren't bothered by it. That's okay. Also, just real quick, is Kansas State broken?
They got some big problems.
I mean,
they have an identity issue.
That defense is absolutely horrendous. They can't figure out what to do with Avery Johnson. He's way too talented for them to be looking like this on offense as well. We're going to talk about K-State tomorrow more because we got so much to get to today on the show. But yeah, they're very fortunate not to be 0-3.
Yeah, looking pretty rough, at least on that end.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.